Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/ to watch this on-demand training, or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Okay, let's start this episode like we do each and every week and wrap up 2021 with an amazing STR Share Sunday. If you're new to us, STR Share Sunday is a hashtag that we use over on Instagram. We are watching it like a hawk. And if you use it, we will share you not only on Instagram via our stories and our feed, but also here on the podcast. So Annette, who are we sharing this week?
All right. This is a little bit different than our normal, but I'm going to explain why. So this week, I want you to, the STR Share is at the POFS. And that's THEPOFFS. And I want you to go to their Instagram because we get a lot of questions on how to have multiple Instagram accounts for your if you have multiple properties, and then also potentially if you have your own Instagram or your own business Instagram or, you know, your personal brand. I want you to take a look at what they've done because the POFFS are a husband-wife duo, Danielle and Adam, and they're also Airbnb hosts, and they are influencers, and they do a really nice job of, on their page, giving some love to their properties. And what I want you to do from there is I want you to take a look at their properties once you do that, and they have three of them. It's at A-Town A-Frame, at Camp Daybreak, and at Mesa Modern. And I know that was a lot that I just gave you, a lot of Instagram handles. They'll all be in the show notes. But Sarah and I get so many questions on, should I have a separate Instagram page for all of my properties? Should I, you know, it seems like a lot of work. How am I going to keep up with it? I really want you to look at their pages for inspiration. You can kind of take a look at how they're doing it, how they're differentiating with different logos, how they're posting. But I think it's a really great place as we're heading into the new year and you're planning your social strategy, your marketing strategy, direct booking, hopefully, that you take a look at them, see how they're doing that, and just, you know, garner some inspiration. There's someone that I looked at that I'm like, oh, they're doing this really well because I'm not going to lie to you. It is a hard thing to do. Yeah. Sarah and I can both understand it's hard. We have multiple Instagram accounts personally for our business, for other businesses. So, but it can be done. And a lot of times it's a necessity that it's done. So please look at them. Again, start it at the POFs, and then you'll kind of trickle down into all of their other accounts, and you can see their amazing short-term rentals that they have. So thank you for using our hashtag. And Sarah, let's get on to the show.
Yes. So what we're going to do, everyone, so if all goes well, today is the 30th of December, and tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and then we start a whole new year. I'd like to say that 2021 was a year of, you know, coming out of some sort of dark tunnel and finding our way again.
Seeing some light. We're still like in the tunnel, but we saw the light.
Yeah, like, you know, when you get out of bed and you're like, kind of see,
but yeah. Like you can kind of like, okay, coffee's coming soon.
And so I have such high hopes for 2022. We went to a few large conferences this year, and our future, this industry's future, is insanely bright.
Yes.
If you want to get started, everyone, listen back to the episodes from, I mean, when we started in 2019 and get that inspiration and just do the darn thing, because the time is now for sure.
Yep.
So we'd like to go through our podcast, what do you call it, stats or?
Yeah, it's where we publish our podcast. Uh-huh. They have amazing analytics for us.
Is the word I was looking for.
And I'm obsessed with looking at the analytics.
This
is
good.
We've got we want to take you through our top episodes from the year. And the reason we want to do that is A, if you haven't had a chance to listen to them, it might highlight some that you should go back and listen to. And then also it gives Sarah and I a really good idea of what is piquing your interest, what we should be focusing on in 2022. But we want to give a rundown here. And I think it's good to give visibility so everybody can kind of share in what is striking a chord with everyone in the community.
So. And something that kept reminding me as we were taking notes and like saying, oh, what was about this episode that we thought resonated with you? And it's funny because of course the titles draw you in. Mm-hmm. But then we do that on purpose. And then either it's, okay, we're going to give you the goods that you think you're going to get, or we give you the dose of medicine that we needed to take, you know, in order to get to whatever that next step is in our short-term rental journey. So number 10 on the list is episode.
I don't have the episode numbers in there. Oh, wait, it was episode
you do.
One. No, it's episode one. You guys were really looking at the stats close here.
It's episode one.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
It's confusing.
Well, and here's the thing. It's both fair and not fair. I mean, obviously it's been around for a long time. And so, but it's still standing the test of time.
Yes. And this episode is your first investments starting an Airbnb 101. And that was honestly that was our very first episode. But we want to let you know, this has given us a lot of information for 2022. And so we are already planning episodes we want to go on those next steps. Like after your first investment, Sarah and I are going to start talking about what are those favorite things, those investments that we've made after the initial investment that have helped grow our brand and grow the property's revenue. So we are going to bring that to you in 2022. But just goes to show, that's our number one, it was our 10th episode, but
it's most popular this year.
It was just so confusing because it's our
number one. And you know, the things that we talked about in there were, of course, I remember the biggest, I think for a lot of people, was the photography and how important that is.
And time.
the time involved in setting up your short-term rental. Something we've learned over the past year is just how front-loaded starting a short-term rental is, everyone, right? So you end up investing, and it can get kind of scary because business hasn't started yet. But we can tell you from the other side and seeing so many people's other sides, investing up front and taking that time to do it right and build a crazy solid foundation is worth it.
Which leads us into number 9, which is hiring a team that works with you with Taylor Arbaugh, who is amazing. Shout out to Taylor. And we know that one resonated because once you get started, I say this all the time, teamwork makes the dream work. You need help. You've got to have people on your side, whether it's your business partner, your partner, whether it's family, friends that are just helping you, you know, when you're out of town, but you've got to find that team. And we went through a lot of things through that episode because transparency is number one. I know Sarah will agree with this. This is part-time, but full-time. I think that's one of the best takeaways from that episode.
Is that where that was born?
I think it is a job that whether you are the host or the co-host, it is part-time, but all the time because your guests are using the space
or all
around
time,
the club.
Or full-time and all the time.
Exactly. Because, you know, even if you don't have a guest at that time, you don't have a reservation, you know, you might have people with inquiries. Mm-hmm. You might be doing maintenance. Mm-hmm. Or if you do have the home occupied, they might have questions and concerns. So it is one of those things that just because your calendar says you're booked these dates, you really are working around the clock. And please listen to that episode. And if you don't have a team, we encourage you for 2022, get somebody, anybody that's at least helping you so you can have some days off or you can go on vacation or just a second set of eyes to walk through your property from time to time. Maybe it's a maintenance person that is your like ride or die that can be on call and help you if you have any issues. But
and that was episode 121. So if you do want to pull back the curtain, Taylor works with me full time, and I told her before the episode, I was like, can you just be as honest and real as possible about your day to day? And so if you're wondering too, what is it like for that person, mm-hmm. and what is it about helping a short-term rental company that is attractive to someone like Taylor? Again, listen to the episode, get inspired, find your person, and the possibilities are endless. Okay, top eight episode of 2021 is episode number 123. And it's Annette and I airing our dirty laundry. Our mistakes making property offers and how to avoid them.
This one, I will say, the house we lost, we went under market value, which I think people know what under asking. But another thing is, during that episode, we talked a lot about another property that we were looking at. And we always encourage you, when you're looking at properties, look at resale, short-term, and long-term. Like all of the numbers need to work. All of the way the property can be used, because Sarah and I were looking at two separate properties, and one we were really hot and heavy on. We were like, we could do this and this. It'd be a great short-term rental. And then when we started to look at if it would work long-term and what resale, we started to say, wait a second. We've got a little like shiny object syndrome that it would be an excellent short-term rental, but there were some parking limitations that would for resale. So there was some stuff when we started to go further down the line mm-hmm. of what Sarah and I like to look at for the investment, we started to see that, this short-term is probably, it's all the smart part of this deal is only in the short-term. And we started to question the longer-term.
And at the price of the one without the parking.
No.
Well, I'm just bringing that up, listeners, because, there were those two properties and they're pretty similar in square footage. And I believe they're pretty similar in price.
Yeah, I think they were.
Somewhere around like the $350,000 mark. Well, at the end of the story is today, hopefully by the time this episode airs, we have closed on the property that did work out. It was $100,000 less.
Yes.
Listeners. And the numbers, like the gross revenue, is about the same.
And listeners,
so we're paying less and we're going to make the same.
And we are so excited that in 2022, we are going to, with this property, it's the first one that Sarah and I are actually going to own together. And so it's where we finally feel comfortable giving you full transparency behind the scenes. We are going to reveal the numbers there, what our occupancy rates are, the good, the bad, all of the things, all of the products we put in this particular place. So we're going to take you along that that ride and really give you all the info, because we don't like when we see on Instagram or out there when people are like, they just show you
their gross revenue.
The gross revenue and none of the expenses. That go along with the property. So we want to be really transparent and start to reveal that.
Well, and so here's the interesting thing, right? We have a very untraditional short-term rental market. We're metropolitan, right? So we are Columbus, Ohio. You don't really think about us for vacation rental. And with the way we live now, is it really drawing, business travelers? That's mm-hmm. yet to be seen. We do have other rentals here. We're doing well. But what's interesting is this house I don't believe, so I've been managing it for about a year and a half. And so we already know the numbers as they exist today. Mm-hmm. There are things that we'd like to change and we believe it'll bring in more revenue. We'll tell you if our theories are correct.
We want to test our theories. Yep. Yeah, so. All right. This one, I'll be honest. So
This is my favorite of 2021.
Exactly. So number 7, most listened to is episode 100. And this was hospitality tips from an Airbnb legend, which is Chip Conley. And Chip Conley is actually a hospitality legend, not just an Airbnb legend. And please listen to that episode.
It's so good.
He was an intern at Airbnb, but only after he had sold his portfolio of boutique hotels in Northern California. I was probably the most nervous on that one, to be honest.
Because he's no joke. And by intern is
joking.
Yes, joking. It's like, yeah. Yes, they brought him in because, you know, the executives at Airbnb were like, we need help building out the hospitality component of Airbnb. And so Chip came in and, I mean, he was directly responsible for the Superhost program. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a really interesting concept going on with,
It's Modern Elder Academy. Mm-hmm. He's doing that second phase of life. How can you really use your gifts and passions? And he's made some amazing spaces in Baja, Mexico, I think.
It's so good.
There's more to come. But some things that we loved about that episode, he did an analogy.
Oh, so good.
And when you're thinking about your space, he did this with all of his, is he brought it to a magazine and like, what magazine would your
short-term
space be? You know, is it a Rolling Stone? Is it,
Real Simple.
Real is Simple. It? Exactly. So it could be Oprah magazine, mm-hmm. But it's one of those, is it Field and Stream? Which I don't know if that's a magazine or a catalog, but anyways, what he was saying is like, just like a magazine doesn't, even if it's like Rolling Stone, it's not just music.
No.
It takes all the different angles of music. It does some lifestyle. It does music. It does professional. So he's saying like, that's exactly how your property should have, one overarching personality, I guess, or theme, but then micro themes and vibes underneath that. So it's kind of like, think about, your space, what magazine, when you walked in, what would kind of feel the vibe of that space? So please listen to that. He was excellent and maybe we'll get him on again.
Ooh, we'd be so lucky.
Yes.
All right. So top 6 episode of 2021 is episode 122, Going All In on Short-Term Rentals with A-Frame Ranch Owner, Callie Witcher. I think the takeaway from here, Annette, is how Callie and her hubby and their two children just went, they had a dream and a vision and they just went for it.
I mean, all in.
All in. Listeners, like when we were interviewing them, we're like, wait, you've only been doing this for how long?
And they just, they're
and
doing it.
And you have
it.
How many properties? And they're rocking it.
They I don't want to say the word uprooted, but they moved to the town in Texas that they are, hosting their properties.
Fredericksburg.
Yeah. And I think they were maybe Houston area, but they moved. They took on a whole new life there and they are just all in. They are building these things from the ground up. But that one is truly inspirational. And we do want you to, go back, listen to that because it's one of those things. If you are on the fence and you're trying to decide, I think that Callie has some words of wisdom in there.
If you need someone to like help you with your crazy of like, I just want to do this and I want to do it all in, she will give you the green light.
Next, number 5 is, ooh, I love this. It was episode 118 and it was the hidden expense of your Airbnb.
Listeners, we're going to give you the spoiler alert. It would be your time. It's so funny. So Annette was just talking about, some gurus on the social platforms who talk about heads and beds and rental arbitraging, all the things, and look how much money I made. And what they don't talk about is the investment of their time. because our time is our most valuable resource and you cannot replenish it. It mm-hmm. is gone once you spend it and you cannot get it back. And so that is why it is so important. Inside of our membership, our Hosting Business Mastery membership, we have...
Join us in 2022.
Please join us.
Lights out.
It is so good. Healthy, solution-based community, and we share expertise, and our members are doing awesome things, but we have a spreadsheet, and it is we call it our numbers hub. And it is not just the cost of a pump of soap and a towel and the laundry and all the things.
And your mortgage.
And your mortgage. And we have little magic, you know, happening in the background where you put in these numbers and it spits out like how much it actually costs to have your short-term rental exist every night. But we have in there a cell for your time. Mm-hmm. Because why do this if you're going to chain yourself to it?
And this kind of feeds back into that teamwork episode. The reason we also want you tracking your time is A, you need to know how much time you're spending, but B, when it's time for you to hire on a team member, you will know, oh my gosh, I'm spending 25 hours a week. I'm going to bring someone on 15 hours a week and kind of know how much time, but then financially, can you sustain that? So that we just want you to know, like, think about that. I think that's the thing in a lot. I mean, Sarah and I are guilty of it in our business of really not understanding, you know, associating your time with the number.
We did do that homework this year. So
we did.
Very quickly.
We did.
We not only encourage you to join, you know, our membership and our Hosting Business Mastery and be a part of a professional coaching and educational situation
community.
For your mm-hmm. newfound business. But Annette and I did the same thing. And our coach asked us, where are you spending your time? And we did the work. We sat down
and
it took
us a lot of time.
It did.
To calculate our time. And there was
go back to that now and look at it. And as we hire and as we grow and we spread, you know, spread our wings, we'll know exactly how and where we can do that.
All right. Number four, speaking of Hosting Business Mastery, that's how we met this amazing man. Episode 124, buying land and property using creative financing options with Mike Hicks.
Mike, you're so good.
Mike is awesome. And so obviously you can see there's kind of two things there. We haven't talked too much about buying land on the show. So Mike gave us an introduction
to that. Like side of a mountain, listeners.
Yeah.
Not just like...
things to think about when you're actually purchasing. You know, it's not like you're going into a neighborhood and they have it all plotted out. This is buying stuff that you're going to have to build on and things to think about. But the other part is Mike is, when it comes to creative financing, we could sit with him for hours and hours because... He's actually inspired Sarah and I a lot of like, there is money all around you. There are deals all around you. And you'll see as you get further along in your short-term rental adventure, you're going to probably want to buy more and more properties. And there's only so many traditional loans, most likely that you can, that you can get. So partner with people, pound the pavement, get out there, tell people what you want to do. I think Mike is an excellent, person that he lets people know his plans, what his dreams are, and
he'll pull over if he sees a house. And he'll be like, not even on his things to do that day. Pull over, knock on the door. Hey, I like your property. I mean, he told us the story of this one, and listeners, I can't even tell you how gorgeous mm-hmm. it's on the side of some river, and it is beautiful. And it's all because he stopped his car, knocked on the door. His first interaction with this person was a no. But then he went back and repositioned himself. He goes, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't approach you correctly the first time, and I apologize for that. And had a second shot at it, and he got it.
And we've
it's
actually
a deal
walked it.
Of a century. Yep. It is such a good deal. I mean, not only is it a beautiful property and is inspirational in that regard, but the money on it, the finances on it are a home run. So yeah. Mike is an inspiration. Listen to the episode. Reach out to him. He is the real deal.
Oh, man. Next.
All right.
Episode 117, another
top three.
I know. Start boosting your direct bookings today with Mark Simpson. If you have not listened to that episode, don't stop this episode, but listen to it right after. Again, Mark Simpson, another amazing person that we've had the opportunity to connect with due to our membership and our podcast. And Mark's the person when it comes to...
He's obsessed with direct booking.
He is obsessed. He is a man on a mission. He wants 1 million hosts to have their own direct booking site. He is making it happen. And, you know, we just had him on for a training inside of our group too. And he was like, just blowing our minds with all of his ideas. And I want to let you know the reason he is the best to listen to this. His family owned a bed and breakfast for years and years and years, old school, like never online. And guess what? It was time for his parents to start thinking about retirement and how are that place was their retirement, but how are they going to market? How are they going to stay in the game? And then how are they going to sell profitably? And Mark executed that for his family, but he also has an expansive history in the marketing world too, online marketing. Please listen to him, follow him, do yourself a favor. This needs to be on your list for 2022. Have a direct booking site on. Sarah and I talk about it. You have the physical real estate. Now it's time to get the digital real estate. So you can start small, baby step in, just get that domain name and then we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. All right.
Episode 2, elevating your STR with high vibe design with Maura Sedgwick. She is the, or was the James Beard board director. I know she's made a big shift in her career into full-time short-term rental design and management. She helps others.
Mm-hmm. And this is episode 130.
Sorry, yeah, 130. Okay. And she really leads with design. And it's no surprise to us that our audience here at Thanks for Visiting loves this episode because Annette and I believe a lot in it. And so then we tend to attract others who believe a lot in it. And man, does Moira understand harnessing the brand of a property and leaning into what it already has and bringing it to life and transporting. She wants to transport her guests into something unexpected, something they can't get at home. She's like, it's not really their home away from home. This is different. This is awesome.
She's very much into, I learned this at Vacation Rental Summit. She's very into like creating micro moments throughout the home. Mm-hmm. So she makes sure in every room there is a micro moment, an experience, something for them to like uncover. And that's not displayed, you know, just on the listing photos. But give her a follow. She's amazing. If you haven't listened to that one, please do.
Yes.
All right.
Drum roll.
Yeah. I know I have that sound effect.
The number one episode is episode 99. And I love that it's a fellow female rock star leveraging passive income for financial and time freedom with Amanda Williams, the traveling realtor.
Yeah. Amanda had
some great
zingers.
Listen, and every single zinger, listeners, about how to make money in this business did not involve Airbnb. And the only reason I love that, it's not because I don't love Airbnb. And I'm not here to say that it did not change my life, that I use it every day.
Right.
Because I do.
But she had
but
some
it's not
eye-opening.
The be all and end all.
Let's talk about, because there are some tangible takeaways. If this is your first, like if this is the first time hearing this stuff, we're going to go over a few things that Amanda talked about. One thing that we love is she markets on other platforms. So i.e., she would market, she does midterm, long-term, and short-term. Mm-hmm. But her sweet spot is kind of those midterm furnished days. Amanda will advertise on Zillow, one property, and then those leads that come in, if that one property isn't available, she creates a relationship with them, asks them why they were looking at that property. She is a real estate agent herself. Ching, ching, ching. Very smart. A lot of people, hey, I'm relocating. This is what I need. This is for how long. And if she doesn't have that, you know, she looks through her whole portfolio of spaces and sees if she can make that work. And Sarah and I were just like, how smart to have that one property on Zillow and then and you could do it on Craigslist, you could do it on Zillow, you could do it Facebook Marketplace was another place that I think she had put the properties to. And that was like, oh my gosh, because the other part about that, listeners, it is different than Airbnb. You're going to have their phone number. You can create that relationship. You can ask them questions and what they're looking for, opposed to getting a reservation request where you can't really.
It's a revolving door of like, we get no information. We're just on that next transaction. Amanda's thinking bigger. She's thinking longer term and she's thinking more money in her pocket so that she can do more. And I think this is one of the topics, like leveraging passive income, sorry, titles that caught your attention, obviously, is our number one episode. So we know what you're here for, that leveraging passive income. And to be real with you, I know that Amanda works very hard. And the thing that I think Amanda leverages the most, and mm-hmm. I don't mean leverage in a bad way, but it's her relationships with people.
And her networking.
And her networking. That woman is always networking. And to me, as someone who's introverted, networking is not passive. That is work for me. Mm-hmm. So if you can relate, it's okay. But it is important to do that. And I can't, just this week, listeners, I have a fantastic woman staying with us in one of our properties. She is going to be paying top dollar for 6 months. And I found this lead via a fellow realtor in our area. And I'm helping this woman. She is ecstatic at the price. She was paying the same amount for a place that was gross, disgusting, had no sort of customer service associated with it. And she's breathing a sigh of relief. So it's win, win, win for everyone involved. And this is just a reminder that Airbnb is a wonderful channel. It is going to be there for us. It is going to help us fill in the gaps. But like Annette said, there's money all around. And you really just have to let people know who you are, what you're doing, what you have to offer. Think of creative ways. I mean, have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda is crushing it when it comes to that.
Crushing it.
But I love what Sarah just said there. And I just want to remind everybody, this is an investment for the long term. And you never know where any relationship with anybody could go. Heck, you guys know it. I met Sarah at a city council meeting and we're, you know, business partners and buying houses together now. So so you never know who you're sitting next to and where that potential connection is going to come from. So that is our top 10. We'll have a show. We'll have a lot of notes for the show notes where you can like—
Thank you, Craig Media.
Yeah, look at these episodes, connect with them. We have an ask. Our show, we love all of the listeners that are currently listening, and our mission going into this next year is to help more hosts up-level their hosting business so we can give a great guest experience and just up-level our whole industry. If you guys could do us a favor and leave us a review on our show, it would mean the world to us. It will help us get the message out to more hosts. And if you could do that, if you're on, especially it's on Apple Podcasts is the best place to do that. The only place truly to leave a mm-hmm. review. But if you have any questions, if there's some shows that, if there's topics you want us to go over, email us, let us know.
And for those of you who have DM'd us, I feel like the past several weeks as we wrap up the year, thank you for saying it's great. You'll pop in, you'll say we have a great idea for an episode in 2022 and we are writing these, we're here for you. We want to bring whatever your questions are to light, because if you have a question, someone else will have a question mm-hmm. about it. I would think the number one thing that we are being asked for to bring you next year is things like what mattress, what beds,
what property management,
what
software.
Yeah. So you,
how can I get financed on more properties?
Yeah. So all those things are coming. We want to bring you on a silver platter answers that, you know, and of course, it's a creative situation, right? Everyone's business is pieced together a little bit differently, but we are happy to give you, our feedback there so you can get to your end goal faster. But thank you so much for listening this year in 2021. Here is to 2022 and this amazing industry and all that it does for travelers and families and solo people just trying to get out and get inspired. You have a huge impact on this world and lives of so many people. Mm-hmm. And I just think you should pat yourself on the back and we appreciate you.
Awesome. We'll talk to you.
All right. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next year.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results
we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.